Blog Talk Radio.
Calvary and blood song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm.
The only way we're going to make it, we got to keep this one. We got to stay right near the cross. Never leave my heart. The old rugged front. On the hill, it was far away. Stood at home, rugged front. Church it was what I love.
What a day, what a day. We sit aside and get prepared for Jesus Christ. You know, I thank God for his Holy Spirit. I thank God for what the things he already have done and about to do. Because we really believe it was the cross. You know, a lot of people, you know, you have your favorite preacher, your favorite songster, you know, you have your favorite motivational speaker, you tear the flow down and pick the flow back up. But boy, ain't nothing like Jesus Christ. Ain't nothing like the brother who would do all the things for you and I, you know. Yeah, they never said he sung a song. Help me, Holy Spirit. They never said look at it like this here. It never, in his time, no, it was a struggle to believe that he was the Messiah. And I'm going to tell you, 2022 years later, you still got people struggling and saying that he is the Lord of their life. I don't know what he has to do to you this day to let you know that he is God. God has sent him down this through 42 generations and allow him to be with us. What you saying? That he has that spirit within him, and that spirit within him is love. He loved us so much that he just took us, he came on down and he did some things for us. If God have never did nothing for you, I'm going to tell you right now, if you believe that, something is wrong with you. Even if the ones don't even call on his name, he give them a breath of life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Even the ones don't never acknowledge him that he's Lord, he give them mercy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Even the ones, even the ones that they think their bank account is right, they all, everything is going well in their life, he gave them that. You know, God is a merciful God. He is so patient. That's why we know in the ministry, my brothers and sisters, that, you know, you might not see like the whoever God has put leadership over your spiritual side, your soul, your spiritual man, because we believe one day, oh, heavenly Holy Spirit, soon in one day, they take a side out, and then they everybody come together, and they come together to lift up his name, because this is what we call Good Friday. You know, we sit around and we think about how could it be good? But if you know the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, you know the Lord by maybe one day, you know, someone to sit down and talk to you about the love of God, and then you change your life. Ever since your life hasn't been the same. Your life ain't been the same since you really opened up your heart. Somebody said, they've been talking to me over and over, and I still don't understand the story. There are some scholars wrestle with the Word of God. There are some real good preachers and teachers struggling with the Word of God. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to tell you from the bottom of my heart what little bit I know, that we're not going to understand it all. There's going to be some things that we just ain't going to understand. But one thing you need to understand, where your salvation lies. Don't let nobody have that much control of you. If you made a mistake, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, get on back on board. Follow the Lord and know that the Lord is good because he is merciful to us all. Somebody know we deserve justice, but he give us mercy. You know, it was a time that we solicited a lot of things over here. We solicited. And one thing we solicited is prayer. You know, we ask you to keep us in prayer. You know what I'm talking about? This is not a place that we come and try to find some favorite phrase or some gimmick or something. We give you the Word of God. We try our best to convey it for what God gives it to us. And we try to let him, he does the conviction. He does the showing of his love through his word. It's in the book. It was recorded that Jesus was going up to Calvary. But there was a time that man didn't do like they do with today. They didn't turn his back on them. You know, man got so, they got so busy. You know, we get so busy. And when you don't watch it, we'll get so busy that we miss the whole thing. But I want to try to make it plain to you today. Jesus suffered a lot of things for you and I. He suffered so much on us. Some of us say, I can't take nothing. I can't do this. They didn't give me They didn't gave me this, and I can't take it. But let me tell you something. You can have it. Jesus made provision that we can handle somebody talking about us. Jesus made it. He made it so that you. He took all the bulk of that pain that you call walking as a believer. Someone call you holy roly, you know. They call you super saved. You know, they call you, they got all kind of names. Instead, they call you my brother or my sister. Yeah, you might not be spiritual there. So if the person is having a spiritual encounter with God, why be jealous of him or her? Because the same God work at him or her can work at you if we just quit looking at the natural and look at the spiritual man. Because if we believe that God is in the control, he is in control of our life. When we set aside, oh help me, Holy Spirit. When we set aside and take time out like we're doing right now, we are allowing God to come in our life, even in the room that where we at. What I mean by that, we could be doing a lot of different things right now. You know what I'm talking about? But some people taking this thing as a ritual. But this it meant something some a lot of us that this is Good Friday. This is the day that when they was torching and taking him to court and trying to execute a judgment on our Savior. We learned the other day it was told that give us Barabbas, you know. The man was notable. The notable, you look at the word in the Greek and the Hebrew, it tells us that means he was notorious. You know, he'd go around killing and hurting people, and they wanted Barabbas. You know, the same one earlier we told them when they lay down the palm trees and then the palm branches and the coats and holler Hosanna, you know. And the same one said, crucify him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So don't tell me, no one can tell me one day if someone can love you and the next minute can hate you. Because spirits transfer. The spirits will get in someone and somebody called the word hate. But I'm telling you, it's a devilish spirit when you can go against your brother and your sister. It's a devilish spirit that you can go against your brother and sister. God wants us to come on one accord because we should be more prayerful. I might not understand Reverend Henry all the time. I might not understand Eric all the time. I might not understand this God plan all the time. But while I'm here, Lord, open my heart. Open my heart, Lord. Open my heart. Because I want to feel your presence. I want to change my life, Lord. I want to get closer to you, Lord. I don't want to be the one who has to have the right say all the time, but Lord. But I want you to touch me, Lord, on my heart, Lord. I want you to come in the room. So in this day we call the Good Friday, I want to know, is there anything good in this Friday to you? Is anything in this Friday good to you? Someone might have a list out. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with the most humblest matter we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit. Thanking you, Father God, for all the things you have done for bestowing on us. We just ask you, Father God, as we come to you. We ask you, Father God, to as we decrease for you to increase. We ask, Father God, you to bless our coming in and our going out. Lord, bless the ones who are here. I want to just get closer to you, Lord. Or some might just come, just want to just listen, Lord. But, Lord, let the Spirit move, Lord. Let it be a day that, Father God, be a fresh anointing to fall on them, Lord. Touch the speaker, Lord. Be in the word of God today, Lord, that you move any stumbling block, Lord. Slothfulness, Lord. All the excuses has to go, Lord. Put your spirit down, Lord, that when they feel your spirit, Lord, they want to change, Lord. They want to quit making excuses, talking about, I don't have it right. Oh, I got to do this, and I got to do that. Lord, sometimes they don't think you know them, Lord. But, Lord, we know you know all of us, Lord. You know everything about us, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to move in our lives, Lord, and move all the excuses, Lord. Sometimes things come up, Lord, but nothing should come before you, Lord. So we come with a heart open up. Thanking you, Lord. Thanking you in the name of Jesus. Because you've been so good to the church, Lord. You've been so good to the church, Lord. We're not even worthy for the things you have done for us, Lord. So thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We played a few songs about the blood. We played a few songs about the cross, you know. And I want to ask that question again. What's good about this Friday? Yeah, what's good about this Friday? Before I get in this word, if I get a few, what's good about this Friday to you?
What's good about this Friday is that Jesus Christ gave and God gave us one more chance to get it right. He opened our eyes up today. He allows us to try to come to Him. He give us a choice, and we choose to choose Him or choose the adversary. And at this moment, I'm choosing Him.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God, brother. Now, well said. We're not trying to say you got the wrong or right. Correct. We just say what it means to you. You know, what it means to you. You don't have to be a scholar when I'm asking you this. Because sometime or another, God's going to ask a question to a lot of us. What did you say for man when you had a chance? What did you say before man when you had a chance? You'd be surprised who you might help. You might help yourself as you even speaking. You might help yourself. I thank God for the crucifixion. I thank Him for the Holy Ghost. I thank Him for making a way. You open, brother.
Oh, sorry, brother. Amen, amen,
you
amen.
Good?
Good morning, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Good morning, Doc.
God of God, who's truly our head. My brother asked the question, what did Good Friday mean? And, you know, it's funny you ask that, brother, because I was privileged to hear some brothers this morning, and he said something that baffled me, that bothered me, and I tried to figure out an angle to get to him. He says, today is Good Friday. I don't know what's good about it, but he called it Good Friday. And when he said that, my mind went in 1,000 ways, my brother. First thing I thought about, I said, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. First, you allowed me to wake up this morning. Oh, that's good. That's good because you allowed me to wake up this morning. You let these old golden years roll on a little longer. But then it started something, Barrera. It's the start of, of Him rising.
He had to go down
to rise. And Friday was the start. For those that's confused, some are very confused about the day. But He stayed
come
today.
On,
and then He rose,
yes,
just like He said He would. He had to go.
Yes.
And Friday is good because it started giving
my
me a
God.
Way back. I had no way back. But it started giving me a way back. So when he asked me, is it good, I could say, oh, yes, it's good. It's good.
Okay.
It's good to know in the name of Jesus. That's what makes it good to me, Ray. It started.
Yes, Lord.
It started. Yes.
I'm at the cross.
I feel blessed this morning. I feel like I'm at the cross. I feel like I'm at the cross.
At
for
the
some
cross.
Reason, I just feel good this morning. You said, what's good about Good Friday? Oh, he went down. And then he rose again.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jesus. He rose.
Yes, he did.
Just like he said
he
would. Oh, that's what's That's what's good about it.
Yes, sir.
And in the process of all that, He allowed us to wake up this morning to fellowship with each other once more. And thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he did.
Good to know. He called one of my longtime friends. He called him home yesterday, but he allowed me to roll on a little longer. It's
come
good. Good Friday. Good Friday. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, brother, thank you.
Praise God. Praise God.
Everybody should be up this morning telling God thank you, knowing that it's the start. We said salvation. If he hadn't died and rose again, we couldn't have salvation.
Oh, Lord, help us.
He hadn't died and rose again. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
My Lord,
beautiful,
my Lord.
Man.
Yes,
him
he
beautiful.
Is. Yes,
him
he
good. Is. Him good.
He just
him
keep
good.
On giving. Keep on giving. Keep on giving. I'm like, bro, see him. That's why they call it to him, bro. You just keep on giving.
Mm. You know, we believe that, you know, I know you hear the certain people all the time because God has done this, right? But I do know it's more than my brothers know what good about this Friday to them, you know. And we're not going to force you, you know. We know you probably just here to come out just to hear the word of God, but we want to always make a way for someone to tell a testimony about what this Friday means to them. It don't have to be, you know, verse for verse of the scripture. I'm not saying that. I'm saying what it means to you. What does the cross mean? Since you know now, you know, since you've been around probably long enough to hear the story, what do it mean to you? You know, I know you hear us. We get in the book. We try to bust out the way to convey it and preach it to you. But sometime now, they say, I want to testify what it means to me, Brother D. Brother Preacher, I don't sound like you.
That's what kind of meaning to you.
This is what it means to me. It might be one scripture. I'm gonna read one scripture, and we're gonna be coming for Luke. We ain't gonna force nobody to do nothing, Brother D. We're gonna be coming for Luke. I'm gonna read one scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna read this one scripture, and I'm gonna read this one scripture, and I'm gonna read this one scripture now. When the centurion saw what was done,
mm-hmm.
he glorified God.
Yes, he did.
He got to see something on the Friday.
Yes,
he said, yes, let me do this again, because I'm getting all happy about this, Brother B. He said, who was standing there at the feet of Jesus while he did the cross. He saw what was done, and he glorified God and said, certainly, this was a righteous man. So he had his own testimony. Somebody asked you again. You might not be
his testimony.
When they had the nails in his feet, you know, you might not want it when they put the nails in his hands. You might not have been there, but he said, this must be a righteous man. I'm going to ask you again before I get into the lesson now, because when I get into the lesson, I ain't gonna let you take my thunder from me. I'm going to roll on. Hey, Brother D, I'm going to roll on a little bit.
This was for me, Brother D.
The centurion him saw what was done. That's what he said. Done.
Yes, sir.
And he glorified God. Now, this is centurion would tell Jesus earlier, if you be the Son of God, come down and say yourself.
Come down.
That's
what
he said.
Come down.
Now, I'm going to give you this brother probably been around the word a little bit and been around little phrases a little bit. But can you make him take it back, Brother? Can you make him take it back, Brother D?
Certainly.
This was and is a righteous man. Oh, help me, hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me. And I'm going to do this for the sake of reading. And all the people that came together to that site beheld the things which were done, and smote thy breast, and returned all the acquaintance of the women that followed him and Galilee stood afar off, being held of these things. Help me, Holy Spirit. What was it like to you on that day? What was it like to you, my brothers and sisters? I don't know what it was. See, some of you probably can recite some things, but what Good Friday means to you? That's a serious. He saw something, Reverend.
Yes.
He saw something, Brother D.
Yes,
he saw something, Brother, serious of God. He saw something.
Yes,
he didn't go like the nursery rhyme. Somebody can quote this stuff, but it got personal to him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have the word got personal to you? Have you had an experience by God and you can't be still right now? You about like me, moving in your chair. Hey, you want to say, tell God, you've been too good to me. I'm not even worthy of what you did. See, this was good for
me. I'm not even worthy. Yeah.
Now you might not understand what I'm talking about. Let's read a few scriptures, because that scripture probably didn't work for you. Hey, Brother D, that scripture probably didn't work for us, Reverend. Let's go back down a little bit and back up a little bit and get our music. Let's go to 26 right quick, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, mm-hmm. somebody's going to get to talk in a minute. It ain't going to just be you and I, brother. It's going to be somebody saying,
come on, my brother. Come on now.
I understand what Good Friday means to me. See, Good Friday might mean somebody racing. Oh, hear me, husband. Good Friday might be somebody getting a check. You know, something Good Friday might be getting the best high side going on. High side means you
what
really
you mean
talking about somebody. You cutting the fat. That might be your Good Friday. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You might have slept with somebody's wife. That might be your Good Friday. You might have stolen
your
stuff. That might be your Good Friday.
Oh, but this
but
is
I'm
mine.
Gonna tell you something, brother. Oh,
what
help
it
me, Holy
mean
Spirit.
To me.
I'm like that superior, boy. It's surely. This must be a
surely.
Thing.
That's what it means to me. That's what it means to me.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to be still for a minute, but let me give you something. Why
oh,
I,
he
why,
gave
my,
his
my
life.
Testimony.
That's
what
right,
I got my testimony from. Oh, yes. Hey, I need
that
a witness here. He said, Ian, as they had led away, led him away. Oh,
mm-hmm.
him is a Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ. Him. What you said earlier, oh, I'm in the book, y'all. Now, he got an experience. He got an experience. He had got the cross that Jesus was bearing and held it because he finna give it to the who? Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You might get in the lesson minute. I said, what is good about this Friday to you? You know, because this brother going to be able to tell somebody, I was there. I was there when they crucified my Lord. Help me.
My Lord.
I was
my
there.
Lord.
I participated. I had the cross.
I was right there. Yes, sir.
I was right there. I had the cross. Some of us got a cross around our neck. It symbolizes it to us of our Lord and Savior, but we worry like this jury. Help me, Holy Spirit. And don't understand the defect to that. The nature of all that went down. So I'm going to give you a little bit what I got to
come on now.
He had
come
a
on
man.
Now.
He said, and there followed him a great company. Oh, here we go, y'all. A great company. He said of the people and the women, which was also bewailed and lamenting him. But Jesus turned. You hear that, Jesus. But Jesus turning into them. He said, daughter of Jerusalem, weep not for me. He said, weep not for me, but weep for yourself and for your children. For behold,
mm-hmm.
the day will come in which they will just say, blessed are the bearing of the womb that never bear. And look at this, and the path which had never gave suck. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, you looking at something, and you looking at the outside of this thing. Help me, Holy Spirit. You looking at the physical part of this, because you're crying. And
come on now.
That's what that
yes,
means. You looking at me, you know something finna happen right here. Hey, well, what's good about Friday to you? Leave y'all alone. You better get up on here.
Come on now.
What's good
come
about
on,
good Friday
now.
To you now? Now, look at here now. They crying on good Friday. They crying. They know they can look at the scenario finna happen. It's Bill. Now, it's building, and they're building it up. The Jesus gonna be hand over, and now he's going over to the Calvary right now. And the man carrying his cross, now they following him and looking at him, and look what's gonna happen to him. They just can see. Hey, can you when you see somebody going down a road, going messing up? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This ain't for everybody now. Oh, this might not be for everybody, man. Hey, Brother D, this might not be for everybody. So let me do it anyway. Don't you know you might can see somebody's life and
preach,
see them going down the wrong way? Oh, you see them going down the wrong way, and you just lament. That's what they look at him. They think they're seeing him going, it's going to be terrible, Jesus. Jesus said, my
mm-hmm.
daughter. My daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Eric. Brother D,
yes, sir.
You're reaching for the wrong person. You're reaching for the wrong person. Yeah, you need to be reaping for the baby to come in this world. You need to be waiting for the one to come out the womb.
all here. That's why we got in the scripture. The Bible said we should rejoice when they leave. And what? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Cry when
he
come in.
We should cry.
Into the world
right there. He said it right there. He said, you crying about the wrong thing. You should be lamenting over the babies, the sucklings going to come through this world. And you got to travel through this world. They're going to get to see homosexuality. They're going to see lesbianism.
Yes,
they're going to see men fighting against men. Women fighting against their daughters. Their father and grandparents. Here, got to take them all in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I ain't saying nothing then.
Yes, sir.
Grandparents got to take the kids in. They can't live in their golden years because they got to take care of the kids now.
Sir.
Oh, I know right about it. They can't have they can't have a time and say they didn't raise their kids. Now they got to raise their kids, and they raise their kids.
In the name
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they can't have this little time by itself. Oh, I don't know why I'm here, but let me stay here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
God gave
Come
you
on,
a time. Take
got
care
it.
Of your babies. Take care of your baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Take care of your baby.
Yes, sir.
God gave it to you. He didn't give you to give it to your mother and your father. He gave it to you. You know the grandparents are going to spawn. They're going to give them all the candy they want. They're going to let them tear up the cow. They're going to let them whoop them a couple of times.
Yes,
I know this ain't good. This ain't no good Friday.
Pat him up.
What are you saying, brother?
Yes,
it can't be no good Friday. What you talking about? Ain't no way I'm going to let no kid going to tear my ass up. Brother, listen. God is on the throne. Oh, yes, I know him right about it. And he told them while he was going there, let me do this again, but Jesus turned. He turned into them. Them saying, daughter of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourself and for your children. For behold, the day coming in that which they shall say, blessed are the barren in the womb that never bear, and the part, let me say, which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountain, fall on us, and to the hill, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall they do be done to a dry? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
And they look. I'm on some of the men, y'all. Watch this. And they were.
All right.
And they were also two of the malefactors led with him to be put to death. I'm in the book, y'all. This was Good Friday now. You know what I'm talking about? This was Good Friday now. We on Good Friday right here, y'all. And look what's happening right here. Jesus has told them what's going to happen. And now it's coming before everybody can't imagine their mind around it. It's going to happen now. It's coming forth now. Now he did everything of the Son of God and lied on them and what they do. Now they finna put him on this old tree. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But he said it was just him.
Yeah.
There's gonna be some people with him. He's going to be some witness there. He's going to have a witness there. See, you ever went to, you know, y'all like going to see y'all favorite preachers, you know. Y'all like y'all going to see y'all favorite singers are. Watch this. Y'all like to go see y'all favorite grudge match, you know. Y'all like to go out there and hear somebody say, grudge! They like to hear all that. Everybody run to the fence. They like to go hear all that. You know, I'm guilty.
Yes,
I like to see a good little racer, you know.
Yes, sir.
You better get up here. They finna get up here. They come running. But then they run.
Yes,
they said it was a crowd coming around. There was a lot of people around them, and they were wanting to see what could happen. But Reverend, they didn't do like us. They didn't do like a summer love. I'm gonna do this here. They didn't do like a lot of people. Then they get close. They stay far off, man.
because it might
be true. Yeah, now you can preach the word, brother. Now you can preach the word, brother.
Yes, you can.
Brother.
Yes, you
now
can.
You can teach the word.
Yes,
back then you couldn't do it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't say that Jesus was a Messiah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You couldn't say it was that.
Yes,
Jesus told them. He told them that you will believe this as when you see a mountain. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you see this mountain, it should be coming over you. And then he said, and the hills to follow over and cover you. Man, he took them to a part of what we call the mystery. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There is a mystery in his saying right here. We ought to know that when we're in the will of God, his will now. See, they think they're doing something slick when they had them on Calvary like this. Yeah. But let me tell you something. He had all this already had to be predestined. It has to be. It has to go out, Reverend. It has to be the one that God had to make a way for us all through this we call transition of life. But he had to let them know that the rejection of God, the Messiah, it's going to be just like this here, bro. All him like the mountains. You're rejecting, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah. You're weeping and your children and you're gonna be buried alive. He gave them something that the children of Israel did, brothers and sisters. They rejected the Messiah. But this is Good Friday now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is Good Friday. Yeah. Now, see, a lot of people worship and thank God don't know the history, don't know the mystery of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They don't understand the mystery of the Lord. And then he told them this here, and he told them, like, here, now he got some people going to be with him, Reverend. He's going to have two people with him, and they call them the malefactors, right? And look what he said, it led with him to be put to death, and when they were coming to this place, which was called Calvary, help me, Holy Spirit. And they will crucify him and the malefactor, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, hold up now. Something that happened here, y'all. Something gonna happen right here. Something that really happened right here. Now we're finna transition into the showing up spiritual world now. He finna do something you cannot do this in the natural. It cannot get Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Henry. What's good about this Friday? It's so far. What's good about this Friday so far? What's good about it so far, though? He's getting hung between on the left and the right side. A malefactor. Look the word up. That is a wickedness, an evil man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's hanging right beside these people like he did this kind of wrong. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was around by some people was identified as a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus was humiliated sitting in between these two people. What's good about this Friday? Have you got on board yet? See I hope you got on board because now you understand some of the story. If you ain't read it in a while, Jesus was humiliated. Humiliated, but between y'all got to hear what I'm saying now. Between two sinful people, all he did is what he did. He took some dirt from the ground and spit in it and put it in a man's eye and told him to go wash his eyes in what the pool of Siloam. And the man came back seeing. What did he do, Reverend? You know what else he did? He went and told Lazarus to get up.
Get up.
And prior to that, he might have some stubborn people around. He said, loose them.
Let him go.
He said, loose them.
Let him go.
Have God loose something in your life? I'm getting happy, y'all. I'm sorry. Have you ever loose something in your life? I'm getting so happy because there's something good about Friday to me. Have you had to loose something from you? You might got some dead clothes on right now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't it. He went and healed a man from birth all the way to now. He said he couldn't see. And they got the young man, questioned the young man, the same man, the one to say crucify him. They questioned the young man, who is this man? Who did this to you? Then they got the parent and asked the parent, did he sin? How did all this happen? Then they pulled him back in again, Brother D, and asked him questions. He asked him, who did this and why this happened? He said, all I know, I was blind. Hey! But now I can see, boy. I know he's real. I know nobody's going to have to tell me he's real because I tried. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For myself, I know he's real. How do I know he's real? Because I saw him.
Come on, come on.
Preach. Pressing through. She was pressing too, and she saw a lot of people. She didn't spend all her money, man. She spent every dime she had, and she couldn't stop this blood from coming down. And a woman can understand what I'm saying, which is I don't understand, but a woman can tell you she bled for over 12 years and spent all her substance. Now she spent all her money, and she heard about the king.
Oh,
help me, Holy Spirit. She heard about the king coming through, and she saw that she couldn't get to him. All the people there, you know, he had secret service around him, the 12 disciples. She said, if I could just get the tip of his hem of his garment, if I could just touch it, and she reached around, and she got one little string. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. She got one little string. When she got that little string, Jesus said, hold up. He said, hold up, dog. He said, somebody. He said, who is that somebody? He said, don't you know how many people around you, Brother Reverend? Don't you know how many people around you, Brother D? Something happened to me. What happened, Jesus? He said, it was a burden that came out of me. He said, what you talking about? She said, she raised her hand. It was me, oh, Lord.
It was me, oh Lord.
And when she touched his hem, everything dried up. I don't know how you can sit and see it
everything.
After know what was good about this Friday. I'm trying to hear it, y'all. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I came with something in my heart today, y'all. What's good about this Friday? What's good about this Friday? I ain't got that. You ain't got that yet. If you ain't heard a testimony, let me do this one more time. The man said, "Look, I'm going to skip. I'm going to come back, y'all. I feel good about this one here. He said, when did the centurion saw what he had done, he glorified God. He didn't glorify the man, he glorified God. And he said, God, I know I'm right about it. And he said, certainly this was a righteous man. Help me. What's good about God? Don't let nobody steal you and tell you what's good about God. No one knows that God breathed in your nose. No one knows that he took a burden off of you. But you, don't sit on your praise and thanking God this day. God gave you something today. You could be in this line of testimony. All through the book, it was a testimony. So I'm going to get on. You probably ain't felt it yet, but I'm going to get on because I know once I get to the end of this story, you're going to understand what I'm saying. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Y'all pray for me, man. I feel pretty good because I didn't want to read this study for him because now we transition to a spiritual thing with this. Even though we transfer to a spiritual thing, look what he says. He said, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them.
They know not what they did.
And they depart his gift, his garment. They rent him off of him now. Cast lots. What's good about this Friday? They took the man, and Jesus told God to forgive them because they don't know what they're doing, Reverend. What's good about this Friday? They took the garments off of them, and then now they cast in lots. Lots mean they gamble, y'all. They had a straw, you know, and one straw was longer than another one, and they put it in their hand, and they pulled and see which one, whoever had the longest straw, get the garment. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. He said the people beheld him, and the rulers also with them, he said, deriled him and saying, look what he said, he saved others. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let him save himself. If he be Christ, be chosen of God, and the soldier, look what he said, also marked him, come to him and offer him vinegar. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He on the cross, y'all. He's hanging on the cross right now. And up there really killed him right now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I ain't got to you yet. Reverend, they sit around and they talk about the church folks. They talk about, look at them church folks over there. They Good Friday. What is good about this Friday? because he ain't heard the what God had done to you. We are so ignorant. I'm talking about lack of knowledge and so powerful that don't know that God, what God had done for him and done for all of us. Watch this here. He did a lot for us. You know what he did? He sacrificed himself. He was obedient to this here because he told him, like, that's what we need to be at right now, forgiveness. We need to forgive folks, man. We need to quit holding on these grudges, man, because the grudges, all it is bitterness. It'll have you so bitter, man. Mm-hmm. You can't even think right sometimes. You'd be hating so much, you know, because forgiveness turns to hate, too. Because you look at a person so hard and malice come up. You want this to happen to her or him. I know. I feel good about it. Can I get a commercial break right quick? Y'all, man.
Come on,
I got an ad for the come on. You might can't read it, but I got an ad. I'm going to read it. Can I read it? My ad said, can I do it again? Now, when the centurion saw who was done, he glorified God and said, this was a righteous man. That was a commercial, y'all. I'm back, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to get back to that scripture. I'm trying to lead you to that scripture because see what happened before that scripture. Teach this, brother. Preach this, brother. You know what? Because then we live in a time where it is crossless. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We live in a time it is crossless. What I'm saying, we not respecting the cross. We have sit up here and allow people to come into church. We talk about the homosexuality, but we let the one sleeping together and not even married. You know the word. We let the son sleeping out with his wife. We know the word. We let the liar sit there comfortable in sin, but we can see this sin and let the other do what they want to do. Oh, help me. The Bible has to be taught and preached no matter who in the servant, because God's going to look at that servant and going to say, why did you say this here? Why you held back there? Because I cared about their feelings. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I care about that ties they're going to give me, Reverend. I care about how they're going to clap my hand when I get to hooping and hollering. I want them kind of members around me. But when you start searching their soul, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, you ain't, watch this here. You ain't paid your tithes since you've been here. And you want to come to the church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to get in trouble now. You want to come to the church and say, well, you know, I went on here to the club and I dumped me some Remy Martin and some Crown Rod and I got drunk. But I need you to help me pay this bill. You didn't tell that part, but I told it though. So I need you to help me pay my bill. And we got to be discerning to know that we're supposed to help somebody, but we have to be discerning to know that person needs real help. So once you invert the church and the first time the church said no to you on that third time, then you get mad and try to run the church down. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know I went somewhere else different there. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know why I say that? Because we don't mind turning down the church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We'll turn the church down because the church said no sometimes. This one will come to you in a minute. I know that wasn't no amen sermon there. Watch this here. What was good about this Friday to you? What was good about this Good Friday to you? Now, I'm almost home when I say this here. And I'm going to be finished with it. And I'm going to run all night down to 49. Look what it says here again. It said, if thou be the king of Jews, save thyself. And the scripture also was written over him in letters in Greek, Reverend, in Latin, in Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. It said, so I know. I feel like I pass by. They're going to see this tombstone. They're going to see it. They're going to see it in Greek. Because anybody going to say they don't know who this is. They're going to see it in Latin. Ain't nobody going to be able to see it. They can't read it in Latin. And also, they're going to see it in Hebrew that he was and is the king of kings. Help me, Jose. He's the king of Judah. And look what they did. They crucified him. So they held it back in his face. Old Pilate did. When he wrote this up and scripted it to the tombstone. Now we come to a point. Oh, help me, Jose. Now we come to a point that there's going to be a conversation going on, Reverend. Conversation. And one of the malefactors, which was hung and railed on him, said, if thou be Christ, save thyself. Enough. His statement come up again. It came up again, y'all. But the other answered, rebuking him, saying, doest not thou fear God? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Seeing that thou is in the same condemnation. And we indeed, Reverend Henry, justly for what we receive in due rewards of our deeds. But this man, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It was this man, can I do it again? But this man has done nothing amiss. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
I like this stuff here, man. I know I was cranked up a little bit, but I calmed down a little bit. Just a little bit to let you know that Jesus would listen to all of this. He heard them talk about this on Good Friday. he listened to how what the centurion said in the great crowd was saying, if you be this the Messiah, you be the Son of God, come on down. And he heard all this. Him, he's still sitting there, Reverend, listening to all this. And yet, he didn't say a moment word at that time. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I love how he looked at them, and I know he was looking at them because he knew these same people I'm gonna have to die for. Help me, Holy Spirit. These same people. They did enough. They couldn't get salvation, Reverend. They could still get salvation, Reverend. The same people. He gonna allow them to have a chance to repent, Reverend. But he looked at him. Now he got one on the right and the left, having a converse conversation right there and saying that, brother, we deserve our shut up. Be quiet. We deserve our, we so wrong. It's double. Because when you get hung and on the cross, that is the worst humiliation, death you can have. Amen. That's why they were putting them before him like this here. But then he said unto Jesus, Lord, I don't want to go by that. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Help me, Holy Spirit. What do you think got him in paradise? Didn't say he got baptized. Been trying to find that, though. Been trying to research it. Didn't say he went to church every Sunday. Didn't get to see that one there either. Didn't see that, though. But what I did see and read and understood, somebody can help me with it, that he was a malefactor. I did see that. I read that. I did see that he was an evil man, if I can be plain with that. You don't mind with it. He was a man of evil. He was a simple man. And look what he did. He looked at what the other man with faith and believing that Jesus was the Messiah. He believed that. So what you're telling me, Reverend? You can do all the good in this old body. Oh, help me, folks. You can cross all the T's, dot all your I's, and brother, be careful what you say. Tell you that is not always, that's not going to get you in heaven. I'm not saying we don't post the word. I'm not saying that we don't try to go out there and try to live holy. I'm trying to tell you it's going to be because of the blood. Help me, Holy Spirit, to cover you. Because when we go before God and say, Father, I did this, and I done that, and I did all of these good things. Reverend, you know what I'm talking about, Reverend? And Reverend, don't you know God know your thoughts right now? He know what people are thinking about now, as today. You might not want to testify what is good to you. What's good about this Friday? I just told you about a few testimonies in the book was good about them. One runner said, all I know, I was blind, but now I see. He got to tell it, man. You know what I'm talking about? Now you hear another man get to tell about what's good about this Friday here. He knew, he said, since I done talked to this crazy man over here, I ain't going to call him other words, but this crazy man over here, Lord, he turned back to Jesus and told Jesus, what he asked me to do, Reverend? He told him to remember him. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said unto him, Brother, I say unto thee, today. He said, today. Till thou be in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the night hour. And the sun was darkened. And look what it said, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And I'm going to do this here. I'm going to tell you this here. See, things start changing then because he starts slipping away, Reverend. He starts slipping away into his death. Hey, help me, Holy Spirit. And as he was slipping away, as he was lifted up, and he was lifted up on earth like he was, the Bible said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. Now, while he was doing that, the sun refused to shine.
Right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The sun refused to shine because the S-O-N was coming up S-U-N up. You might catch that in a minute. The sun coming over the sun. So I want to tell you, Reverend, the sun refused to sit there and did it. And what happened to the all around him? Darkness fell around him. Oh, it was at the sick in the night hour. And it got so much that the church, this was said today. At that time, you had to go to the priest so you could go and take up your atonement, and we call repentance. You had to go to the priest. He prayed for you. But before he prayed for you, he prayed for himself. Then he prayed for you. Now, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You don't have to go to no preacher. I might as well tell you this. You don't have to go to no preacher. All you got to have is faith and believe that you can get God to hear your prayer. And let me tell you something. The reason why we do go to the minister, the preacher, or somebody we feel like can get a prayer through, because we believe they in tune with the Lord. Yeah. So if you have faith, and then that person has what we call it, a line open for God to hear. Then I'm going to tell you, go to him. But I'm telling you, soon God want to hear your voice. Help me, Holy Spirit. God want to hear you call his name. God want to hear you say, I need thee. Lord, I don't sound like Eric. I don't sound like the other people. But, Lord, it's just me standing in a need of a blessing. It's me, oh, Lord, needs you right now. Lord, I messed up. I cussed. I fought. I cheated. I did some things. I'm not even worthy to tell you. But I heard in you, and they told me in your book, you know all things. You omnipresent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're there, well, I don't know you're there. You know, you're so there. One of the books over there, I think it's a summit, in 39 of them, 139, he says, I make my bed in hell. You there, too. Lord, I can't go nowhere. I can't go nowhere without you, Lord. So, Lord, since I'm here, Lord, since it's Good Friday, Lord, let me tell you what I think about this Good Friday. I love you. This is what he did. Reverend, this is what he did. This is what he did, Reverend. He said, when? So now we're going to get to the point when all of y'all, if you ain't got on board yet, all of us can do this. He said, and when? Now, I'm going to do this again so y'all can catch up with me. I'm in verse 40. I'm going to bag up. I'm going to bag up to verse 43. I'm going to bag up. Let's run this thing. I'm going to bag up to 43. I want everybody to be on board when we read it. I hope you're in the book with me. Luke 23 and 43. Luke 23 and 43. Luke 23 and 43. Look what it says. And Jesus said unto him, verily, what do you say, Reverend? I say unto thee, today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're going to be with me. He said, today should thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, and he said, what did he say, Father? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, into thy hand I command my spirit. And he having what? Thus said, and he gave up the what? The ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's kind of part of me right there, Reverend. Now, until he said what he said, Reverend, until he got to a point that he finished everything he can think of in his heart, in his mind, he said, now I can release my spirit to you, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I can release my spirit. Oh, Lord, I don't know if you've been around people that transition on. I don't know if you've ever been around people that you can see them drifting away. I don't know if you've been around them kind of people, but I have seen people fixing their eyes and their heart to the Lord. And you can see them there saying the same thing to Jesus. He said the same thing that I give my ghost to you. But they say I give myself to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. I release what's on me, Lord, to hold me down in this body that everybody is standing around my bedside crying and praying over, Lord. But, Lord, hey, Lord, I got the pain in my body, Lord. I got the dialogy, Lord. I got the coronavirus. I can't breathe on my own, Lord. I got cancer all over my body, Lord. I had three strokes, Lord. I had a heart attack, Lord. Remove me out this body, Lord. So you probably can't see them talking to the Lord. But you see a tear come down their face. You see a tear come down their face, Lord. and you see them transition, because you got to be around this transition a little while. I hate this. I don't want nobody to misunderstand what I'm saying, because I'm a minister, right? I get to see a lot of things. And so I've seen people transition from this life to the next life. And I'm telling you that there is a communication between them and God. That's what Jesus was having then right then. He said, now it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, you hear some, not just old people, they say, Lord, I want to leave this earth. I'm ready to go, Lord. Receive me. Oh, hear me. Somebody been prepared, you know. Some people don't get that kind of chance. Some people been murdered, you know what I'm talking about? Some people been shot down. Some people had car wrecks, and some people have done some that God has transitioned out of this old world. But let me tell you something, God still knew. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He already knows the expiration date. Why you don't want to have everything finished? Because I feel about Good Friday. See, I'm telling you about what really happened on Good Friday, Reverend. It's a right about it.
Mm-hmm.
He got in here.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now he got to a point, and he done all he can do. And he said, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, and he said, Father, he said, into thy hand I command my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. Now, here we go. I've been saying this. Now y'all see why I kept reading this verse 47. Now you can see why I kept reading that verse 47, can you? Because the centurion seen something, Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he sees something, brother. He sees something, sister. I don't know where you are in your spiritual life. God got to come in your life to make you understand he's God. He's God all by himself. He sent his son here. And the Bible said this here. Before I go there, can I do this before I go there? Because I want to end it when I go there. Can I go there for a minute? That's what God did for us. Before we go to that 47 verse, if you didn't understand what I'm talking about, Reverend, you understand, Reverend, because you're hard headed like me. Look, you didn't understand. Look what he said, Reverend. He said, over in 3:13, if you don't mind, 3:13, John. He said, in no way have sinned up to heaven, but he that came down, oh help me, Holy Spirit, from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Look what it said, and Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He said that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So look what it said, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world that through him might be saved. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That the world might be saved. Help me, Holy Spirit. That the world might just be at that point now. Now the centurion have seen Jesus. I don't know what he was thinking about that, Reverend. I don't know where his heart was at prior to that, but he has seen Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He has seen all the ones he said, Lord, I can imagine when he was really him, he was talking about Jesus, and he saw all of this going on. The darkness came. The sun refused to shine, and he saw the veil, because they said in the book, Reverend, he saw the veil of the temple split. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it just like this. And now, when the satyrs saw what was done, he glorified God. It says, certainly,
amen,
this was a righteous man, and all the people that came together to that site beholding the things which were done, and smote their breasts and returned, and all the acquaintance of the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off and behold these things. Now watch this. They sit there. They might not be like you and I right now, because some of y'all pretty strong. You might not be like me and you right now. They went up to Jerry Rabbit and looked up and see the king up there, and he gave up the ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, you know, he said, remember that old song? He said, what is love? You know, he said that was the end of the story. He laid his head down, and then he rose on the third day. But let me back up before I go to the third day. Can I imagine what they see him releasing the spirit of his being out of his body? They got to see that, Rabbit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They got to see Jesus gave up the ghost. He said it with a loud voice. So when you know when he talked, oh, back up. Can I back up a little bit? He went to the garden one day, in the garden, and he knew Jesus was coming. He said, who seek thee? His words alone had, when he said that, he turned back. They looked like they all had fell down like they were dead. So when Jesus spoke on this altar right now and said he spoke to his father, and he looked at his father, and he gave up the ghost because he said, I command my spirit. Don't you know that? He said it with a loud voice. Don't you know their whole being shook? Oh, everybody around, all the great company was there, and they started, see, they doing different than us. I asked a question, what was good about this Friday to you, but the centurion let us know what's good about him. He said, silly, there was a righteous man. See, now you can't sit up right here and say you don't know who is God and what God did through us, through his son. Now you can do like they did. They did like this, Reverend. They hit their chest, Reverend. They hit the chest, Reverend.
Yeah.
They smoked the chest, Reverend.
Yeah.
You know, can you do that, Reverend? You know, Reverend, they did so much wrong,
yeah.
Reverend. And they saw it, Reverend. And instead of Jesus punishing them, instead of Jesus hitting them with his hand, they took their own hand and hit the chest.
Yes, sir. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I know right about
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
They hit their chest.
Right.
They're not like us. They ain't like us. We got so many things planned today. But have you considered what was good about God for you in this day? I know what he was good about me because I was a sinner, shaped in sin, and he turned me around. I know I'm right about it. And put me on this marvel life, not to hold it to myself, to preach in peace, the uncompromising God. I'm not going to be received by a minute. I know I'm not. But, oh, I know I'm going to be received by him one day. He going to say, well, no, my faithful servant. You was a few things, but come up a little higher. Because I'm thanking you for what you did. Because a lot of people can't do this Monday through Friday because they got too many things going on. Well, you take time out and you get in the Word and tell the Word of God because you know I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Keep telling them, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm
yeah.
coming. What's good
yeah.
about this Friday to you? What's good about this Friday to you? You know what's good about this Friday to me? He can come today. Oh, help me.
Mm-hmm.
He can come today.
Mm-hmm.
He come right now and this minute is out, and you got all your life planned out, and he could take it right then. They was on the phone on the back line one day. This recently, it was on the back line. They ain't heard from this young man in a while, and somebody get him news he passed on. Don't tell me what God won't do and get your attention. You better be listening to what God's trying to tell you. I get somebody hit this one button. Hit the one button, nothing. Is you still on here? Let me look on this one. I'm on it. Went all over the place. Nothing. You on this one? Nothing. Well, yeah, man. Hit that one button. Hit it, man. I know this ain't popular. Brother D, hit the one button. You already over. You listening? Brother D, you still there? Well, I'm by myself. Watch this. I get a text late last night, right?
I'm here, my brother. I'm here.
Was you on that ministry last night?
Amen, yes.
I was on the line.
He was on the line with us yesterday.
What happened?
He was a young brother by the name of, we call him the billionaire. His name Danny.
Yeah.
And he was on the phone with us yesterday morning. He started texting yesterday morning at 3:11. He started sending group texts. And then yesterday around 6, 7 o'clock, his brother, we called him Skin, got a call. And he came back and said, I got breaking news, man. And his voice changed.
Mm.
I knew right then something was wrong. He said, man, Big Daddy just died.
Mm.
But he said, he said, I come as a thief and a robber in the midst of the night. In the twinkling of an eye, Big Daddy was changed over. He was talking on the phone 5-6 hours yesterday. And his tender was up. I heard a young man say last night he didn't know he was going to die.
Jesus.
God knew it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God knew it. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Now, why is my brother to say that? Why is my brother to say that? Why did I ask my brother to say that? Why did I ask Brother D to say that? Why?
Amen.
You know why I asked him to say that?
Amen.
This can be your last day. This could be your last hour.
God has been pouring his spirit out on this ministry and all through this world that he's coming back. Somebody just be like the Thessalonians. They then gave up and stopped working. They said they see loved ones leaving. And he told them, the man don't work. He will not eat. And people looking at it, always throw it at the line of money on it. But he is talking about, can I do this one more scripture, y'all? Oh, Jesus. I'm trying to get out of there, y'all. I'm just going to read one scripture, y'all. Just one scripture. One scripture. I think it's 9:4. John, y'all been there lately? 9:4. Mm-hmm. Been there lately? 9:4. Have you been there lately? What it say, Reverend? 9:4. It said, 9:4. It said, I said this. And I meant that he said, I must work the work of him that sent me.
That sent me.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Night coming.
When night comes, no man working. Night came yesterday, my brother.
Hey, Brother D, I did that for you. I'm going to do this for Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
I must work the work of him that sent me. Night coming. When no man can work,
man.
I'm going to do this for everyone.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this for everyone because y'all ain't got on board yet. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day.
Sir.
The night coming when no man can work. Now, I'm going to do this for God saying because they ain't hit the one button yet. I must work the work of him that sent me while
that
it is
me.
Day. Night cometh when no man can work.
Man.
Brother, that night came to that brother.
Yesterday, night came yesterday. Amen.
All he wanted to do and all he had in his mind, it went away.
Amen.
You hear me? I often say this here, Brother D. I said, it's always an opportunity as long as the door is open. See, the door open.
The door
is open. You can hear me right now. If you can hear me right now, that door is open. You can hear me right now. If you can hear me, and you can, matter of fact, if you've been in tune with the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, you have access to get in. What I mean by that, as long as the blood is running warm in your veins, my brothers and sisters, you have an opportunity to come on in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be clean.
Yeah.
He never did say that. He took a man and told him, took him out in the middle. They know how to fish. He took a man.
Come
way
as
out
you
there.
Are.
He told him, throw your net out there. You got it on the wrong side, Reverend Henry. Put it on the other side.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Throw it on the other
all
side.
Night. And caught nothing.
They had to call the other boat over there to help them put it and drag it to the sea.
Couldn't pull it up. Couldn't pull it up.
I gave you an earthly understanding right there. That was an earthly meaning for a heavenly meaning. I gave you an earthly understanding, but I mean it for a heavenly meaning. What you mean by that? Now I'm going
meaning.
And be fishers of men. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They know what's good about that Friday. So I want to tell you that, brother. I got the news, right? I got it, man. I feel for the parents. I feel for the loved one. I feel for the daughter, whoever really loves their friends and family. And I watch this here. Now, I'm going to do this. Somebody's going to say, man, you're really wrong for saying this here. Don't you know, I ain't going to get Brother D to say nothing. Don't you know that didn't last long? They went right back doing what they were doing, cussing, fighting, and racing.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Get called up somewhere, my brothers and sisters, and he's going to be messed up. God is trying to warn some people, man. He is trying to warn some people. And I'm telling you, you hear things going around, you better get this thing right. You better know the Lord right now. You better, I'm not saying you can't have fun. How can you transition after you know you say you love somebody this month and go right back into cussing and hollering again? How can you do that? You know what I'm talking about? That's just me, man. I might be wrong with this. I might not get the amen on this corner here. But let me go talk to Reverend Henry. Reverend, how can we do that, Reverend?
Ooh.
How can we just drop God and don't have no empathy on somebody? I wouldn't want to talk about nothing else, man. That's when it comes down to where we from, brother. D from the country, too. Oh, he's a country. He out here in Chicago. His roots from the country, right? Let me tell you, what we do
from
down here, right? Up here, whatever you want to do. Hey, what we do up here, down here, around there, you know what we do? We sit aside and we come together and talk about our brother. You know, we quit putting away that food for a while. That's memories of our brother.
Amen.
Can you remember a time when I've been when I first heard about that brother, I was on, what's his name? He said, like and share. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about.
Like and share.
Pro Stock Joe.
I was on Pro Stock and I heard him over there kicking the fat one day. You know, I was on the back line just trying to see how this thing go, right? And he was, you know, he liked to talk the game a little bit with the racing, right? The brother had a good, what they call it, the gift for the gap. You know, somebody, he liked to talk about it, you know. And I would hear the brother, man. And now, watch this here. Then you mean we can't sit for a moment? We can't sit for a moment and just stop talking about racing? We can't sit for a moment and stop doing this we call worldly stuff and give homage to the brother, man? Huh? We can't stop. What God got to do to get to your house? See, what he got? Do he have to really get at your front door? Do he really got to get in your head? Do he really got to take somebody out your life to say he's Lord of your life? Man, you ought to have enough sympathy to stop and say, man, let's give this brother a little time, man. Let's go in silence. Somebody might be hurting right now. You know what I'm talking about? And then somebody will say, man, he would probably want us to keep on cussing and fighting. He probably, I hear you, man. But I'm hurting. I miss my brother. You know what I'm saying? I know this ain't a popular thing. Amen. I know it ain't popular. But I'm telling you right now, if you with God one day, and soon one day, you might have to see that king. You might have to see that king. I'm telling you, there's some stuff we doing over here. Brother, we don't repent for it. If we don't repent for it, if we don't ask God to help us, we'll be weakened. My brothers and sisters, we will hear. We'll be lifting our eyes up to. I'm telling you, we've been living our eyes. He's giving us warning, man. Warning, text. And I'm like, wow, are you serious? Huh? Yeah. Are you serious? I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for what he had installed on you. So I ask you from the bottom of my heart, what is good in your heart?
Yeah.
What is good is in your heart? What is good about God? What is good that what he had done for you? Can you look at it and tell me what's good? Reverend, can you tell me what's good, Reverend? Can somebody tell me what that is?
Yes, sir.
What's good in your heart?
Yes, sir.
Huh? What God done for you? Do you know it's good?
Change.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Huh? A change.
A change. He's so good, Reverend. You can use one word, can't you? He's so good. You can sum it all up in one word. A change.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he changed my life. Just that good.
Just
that good.
Just one touch of love.
Yeah. One touch.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Boom. Yeah, I told him last night, Rev, I tried to give him a few words last night. But like my brother just said, it wouldn't stop. But one day, right now you have a choice of whether you stop or not. Right now you have a choice. One day the choice is going to be made for you. And that's what my brother was meaning when he said, work while it's day. When night come, no man work. See, last night was night. Yesterday, even though it was daytime, last night,
yes, sir.
Nighttime came for Brother Danny. See, he have no more choices. The choice was made for him.
Yes,
one day, you're going to be without a choice. One day, Brother
yes,
D going to be without a choice.
Yes,
you have a chance right now to get it right. This is why Brother Eric extends the right hand of fellowship to you and tell you to join a church. Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-believing church. Because
that's
one
it.
Day,
that's it.
The right hand of fellowship is not going to be there. One day, the choice will be made for you one day in the name of Jesus. The choice was made for Brother Daddy last night. His tender on this earth has been surrendered. It's going to come in every man's life. Work while it's day. Brother, you preach hard this morning and talk well.
Listen, man.
Work while it's day.
Hey, brother D, that was the Lord.
Work while
it's day. That was the Lord.
Thank
I'm sitting
you,
over. I'm
work
sitting over.
While
you know
day.
when I can really
night
really
go, no man work.
When I can really,
ooh,
hey
you,
brother D, when I can really,
yeah.
Reverend and sister, when
thank
I can really up. Get in the Word of God like that, man, and let Him intervene
ooh.
Like He did just then.
Thank
God is trying to tell, and then He ended with our brother, man. Even with our brother, they stood up and got news
They should have been got dudes, Brother D. This brother has passed, man. And they shook their head a little bit, kept on going, man.
And I understand, man.
I understand life keeps going on. I know we got to keep pushing, right? But, man, sometimes you got to just sit back and have some empathy and sympathy. Just stop, man.
Work for it.
You know what I'm talking about? Because sometimes I hear people passing on like that, man. I don't know if he didn't know it or didn't feel it or not. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? But all I know, the record has been set.
The record is sealed.
God has
sealed now.
God has released him out of his body, man. Yeah, man.
Amen.
Yes, yeah. He released him out of that body.
Yes,
man. The record you can go get the death ticket now. Yeah. My father passed, right? My father passed. He had to get a tombstone built, right? My mother wanted to be buried with him, right? So she was still alive, but he had a ended date on his, right? You know, his was 1992. She passed in 2010. You know, so she had a dash there, Brother D. You might understand
yes,
about
sir.
The dash.
Yes, sir.
She had a dash there, and when she passed, we had to go take that little plaque there and take that little amount, and they put her expiration date on there.
Expiration date,
you know. So what I'm trying to say is that our brother, he got that expiration date. You know what I'm talking about?
He got that expiration date.
It's already done.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? So we trying to tell you, we're not. I'm gonna tell you right there. It's a good thing. I don't teach and preach death is bad. That's not even my sermon. Death is not. Only time death is bad when you don't know the Lord. That's all
the will of God.
You know the law.
That's it.
Believe in the law. You believe in the law and Savior. Just like Brother D was saying, you believe in that scripture. We often try to present to you and say you didn't leave the show that you never did hear it. Even if I'm not here, I'm standing in faith. Somebody went to that scripture. And you know what that scripture was?
Amen.
That if thou should confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus. And shall believe in thy heart
in
that God has raised him from the dead.
Thou shalt be saved.
He said, for with the heart, man believe unto righteousness.
Man,
believe
unto righteousness.
Confession, man, unto salvation. They might have stopped there, but let me go just a little farther. For the scripture said, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed. I didn't want to go here. Let me do this. This has some good reason.
Everlasting.
Hey, he said,
everlasting.
The scripture said, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed. For there is no difference. Oh, here we go now. Between the Jew, and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich.
Watch this.
Shall call upon the name of the Lord,
shall be saved.
Shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. I'm going to get in trouble when I say this. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, shall be. He didn't never say it by no nomination. He didn't say who should call on him. Whosoever call on him. How then shall you call on him and who? Look what it says. They have not been believed. Look what it says. Let me do it again. How then shall they call on whom they have not believed? And how should they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how should they, look, I'm in the book now, they should hear without a preacher. I'm in the book now, y'all. I'm just in the book now. He said, how should they preach, what's that, except it be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Now, I'm going to read this because I know it's in the book. He said, how then should they call on him whom they have not believed? Oh, hell no. I hear Brother Lee stress that a lot. How you going to call on somebody and you don't believe in them? Watch this.
He said, how should they believe in him?
There you go. In him of whom they have not heard. He said, how should they hear without a preacher? And how should they preach except they be sent? And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace.
bring good tidings of good things. That thing, that was a lot of meat, and I was wrapped up. I'm not going to hold you long with this, but I just want to tell you this.
Right there.
Brother D said it well. If you don't have a church home, find your church home with someone not only just hollering at you, they can teach the word to you too.
Find someone that
when you leave there, that you got some substance out of that teaching and preaching. Find someone that it can counsel to your spirit. That when you leave there, it wasn't just a always. See, sometimes Reverend Henry, you come to the church. You come to the church, and he be chopping so hard, and you grab your intestines, you grab your chest, you wrap your arms all around you. He said, Lord, I know you're telling me. Sometimes you just say, Lord, I hear him, Lord. I want to repent. You know what I'm talking about? So he can get there. He can get there. And when you get there, don't blame the preacher or everything. What did you bring to the table? Did you came up with all this? You got to know how many things we got to unpack when you come to the church. You got to unpack. You cook a chicken sandwich. You know, you got some neck bones on. You got your fat back and greens on. You got your some filet mignon in there. You know, you think about all of your dinners, what you're going to eat after church. You know what I'm saying? But we got a full course meal right here. we got a full course meal right here. They're trying to fill your soul. Have you ever been in there and you was hungry at church?
Jesus Christ.
You hear some good preaching word and teaching word, and you were full in your spirit. You were full in your spirit, and you left the church for long. You came down at 6 or 7 o'clock, and you have eight gym. You have eight gym because you're full of the word. Let me tell y'all a little, man. I know y'all ain't gonna come back money. I know y'all ain't gonna come back money. But while you still here, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.
Love you, my brother.
Yeah, I tell you, there's a word today, man. There's a word for the living,
man.
So Reverend Henry said, I asked Reverend Henry, he just gave me one word. You know, and he feels pretty good about that one word. What was that one word?
One word.
Change.
Change. One word.
He good about that one word. That change. What is your word? One word that you might want to say to Lord? What was good about you? I'm gonna give you an opportunity to say before we get out. I'm gonna give us a 5-minute spread here. If you want to hit that one, what was good about this Good Friday to you? What was good about this Good Friday for you? Hey, Reverend, what was good about it, Reverend?
If they didn't know nothing good before the sermon, they should definitely know something good after that.
They should know something good after that.
The word of God has put forth this morning. They should know something.
You're on top of it.
When you're in tune with the Lord, you come in with something. But they should have received something this morning. In the name of Jesus.
That's it.
They should have received something.
I haven't played a song in a while, Brother D. I'm going to see how it goes in a while. I'm gonna see if I got the right version on this song. I ain't gonna play it long. I'm gonna we're in church. We give them time enough to put the skirt together, or put the hat up, and watch out the nose, or so they get ready to speak. So we're gonna give them a chance to get ready, Reverend Henry.
Women in general, I wanted to bring our daughter so that they could hear about some of these women.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. I wanted to just end the weekend with all of us lifting our voice in praise.
I almost think that this is going to be the best event because the music itself is going to be off the wall crazy.
Everybody in the beginning was like, oh yes, hallelujah. What came next surprised everybody. I said to BB, you know what needs to happen. He said, got it. And then it happened. Gospel singer B.B. Winans stepped into the audience and started passing the microphone.
And I know a change is coming over you.
B.B. handed the microphone to Shirley Caesar.
But it changed my mind yesterday. And it changed my heart yesterday. The things that you used to do.
Oh, honey, it was over. It was all over, which is over.
You when I talk this, he changed my heart. Oh,
I knew it. I knew you could not have Gladys Knight and Dionne Warwick and Patti LaBelle and Shirley Caesar, the mother of gospel music here. You could not have all of them anywhere and not have Jesus show up. Jesus showed up and showed out.
Dion, can you take us down that wall?
I'm changed.
Yes.
So changed. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. So, so glad. So glad. Oh, him. From a special place. He took away all the pain, all the pain, all the pain of the years.
Spontaneity was the force. It was spectacular.
These legendary singers blew us away, and not one note was planned or rehearsed. I couldn't believe I was sitting there watching this go down. I'm looking and passing the mic and I'm like, oh man.
They were passing the mic around. I'm like, well, I hope they don't come near us.
For the change. From this day, we won't walk the same. We gon' walk taller. We gon' think higher. We gon' be better.
It was so funny because all the white folks were like, what is going on here? My Lord, this is really something. The rest of my life, I think that may be the most transcendently spiritual moment I've ever been part of.
You can't imagine sitting there in this spectacular environment and feeling the Spirit of God and celebrating the blessing.
Oh, happy day.
Hey, man, I want to say something. We don't force nobody to do no problem. I'm not doing this trying to make somebody come on and speak and that like this. But that was some like the Spirit of the Lord, right? They passed the mic.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? They passed the mic. And that's what we've been trying to do, is pass the mic.
Man.
What's good about this Friday to you? We preach the uncompromising gospel, Brother Ghost. I have tears, and I'm going to say this to you. No, I hope this ain't gross to y'all. Stuff coming out of my bean, I'll put it that way. And pour my spirit out to you guys. And with the love of God, I had a transformation just like that sister said. It was just something came in. I don't know. I know you speak a lot of times, but you know that was something different just then. that was something different just then. And I have the love of the people, Brother Dear Reverend. I have it because I believe that I was going to hell, and God turned me around.
Amen.
My brother on him. He knows my brother on him. Brother John on him. Deacon John on him. He knows what I'm talking about. We've been changed, man. And I feel my strength coming as we were telling each one of the stories. We kept, and we gave you a sneak peek, Brother D, you know, and Reverend. And sister, bro, we went to 47 and we started there. You know, something happened before 47 while this centurion said what he said. If you didn't get nothing out of the lesson, you should have told that right there that he's seen something that would never been seen in life. And he said this, surely. He said, certainly, this is a righteous man. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Today,
yes.
If you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sin, it won't because we ain't preaching and teaching over here. It ain't because we ain't put the right song on. It ain't because we ain't testifying to the goodness of the Lord. It's because of the stubbornness of the man's heart. That's all it is. Because
it's the
stubbornness
of
the man's heart. I'm not saying you can't speak right now. I'm not saying because you can't raise your hand right now. I'm saying you need to have a relationship with him. And in that relationship,
with
you, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be like, come here, Jacob. He's rapping with the Lord.
Oh, no.
He's rapping with the Lord. I'm sorry, mother. Forgive me. I'm at a point right now. I'm sorry, y'all. But let me just feel this out a little bit. He said, I'm not gonna let you go, man. I can't let you go.
It's
something about you, man. I can't let you go. Reverend, it's something about that love. I can't let it go, Reverend. I'm not saying I ain't never made no mistake. I ain't never got mad. I ain't never said I ain't never looked at somebody in a crossway. I said I love Jesus. Oh, help me.
Yes, sir.
And nobody going to take that from me. Nobody going to take my salvation from me. I'm going to heaven. And while I'm going, I want you to come with me. That's why I try to teach like I do. That's why I try to preach like I do. Because I want to make it plain so you can see God for yourself and make a choice.
Amen.
A conscious choice. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I'm talking about a conscious choice. I'm telling you that, the day, not tomorrow, but today, Brother D, you can go. You can go today. Today, we can go. Today, we can go. So let me tell you this, in passing, in love, that I hope you got something. Hey, Mother, I'm sorry. I know you sent me a little. You said so. I'm sorry. Pray put me in my strength a little. I'm going to read this later if you don't mind.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
An agent of change. Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you wanted to be an agent of change, don't, Reverend, look at this, Reverend. Don't resist the true agent of change. I'm sorry, brother. I looked at that. I said, whoa, look at that. He said, don't resist the true agent of change. He has your best interest. And he, look at this, in his heart, look at this. He said, what change we would love to make into others' lives. For Jesus' sake, but first we must learn at his feet the things that we will make us complete. Oh, let me do it again. What change will we love to make in others' lives? For Jesus' sake. But first we must learn at his feet the things that will make us complete. That's what we just did, Amon. Thank you. I'm prophetic that God is in the midst. If you want to introduce to the real agent, my brother and sister, is Jesus Christ. He has showed up today. And Reverend used the word change. And sister and our auntie, Martha, came with a little discourse with it right behind it and told her, you could be the agent, right? But know the agent. So when you out there telling somebody by the agent, then they'll know because the Bible says, try the Spirit, by the Spirit, will it be unto God. Because as many false prophets have went before thee. He says it because they're teaching Antichrist now. They're teaching it, brother. I am Christ. I come in the flesh right now. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you something. There ain't but one person going to come down. When he come down this time, Brother D, and you and Reverend Henry, they've been in the Bible, know what I'm talking about. He's not going to be coming to it when he came the first time.
He's not going to be coming
right.
there talking about,
all right.
do you believe me? He's not he going
to
come in down here. When he comes
to
town,
this time,
Vincent,
he'll pass you this time.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. We're trying to get you on board.
Yes, all chances
board.
Over. Ain't no do-overs. Ain't no more chances.
I got to read that with clarity. Only when we are changed can we be an agent of change. Can I do it again?
Mm-hmm.
Only when we are changed can we be an agent of change. Help me.
Nah.
Help me. You know, sometimes it's self-explanatory, but let me just add a little bit to that. Once you have been changed, once you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord, brothers and sisters, I beg to differ. You can hold it to yourself. If he had really changed you, brothers and sisters, somewhere down the line, God going to come out when you're in a conversation. Sometimes, somewhere down the line, it ain't going to be just because you're a holy ruler, because you have the concern of Jesus' heart in your heart. And when you see someone, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you see someone without condemning them, when you see someone without running them down, when you see someone that hit a dip, you get right down there with them and say, how can we get this out of here? What can we do? I want to be with you. I want to pray with you. I want to show you God is real. Work, a workman should work while it is day. There's going to come a time, Reverend Henry. Right? It's going to set in. The man can't work.
Yeah.
He ain't going to be able to work. So thank you, Amar.
Right.
And repentance, I love the word of God. I love it so much that I know I'm long-winded. That might be an understatement. I know I'm long-winded. You know what I'm talking about? Ain't nobody hit the one button. I guess I'm talking for y'all then. So God want me to spit it out. So I want to tell you guys, I love y'all. I don't know how you're going to plan your day out today. I don't know what God got for store for you today. I don't know if you're going to go hear some sermon. I don't know if you're going to church. I don't know if you're going to the nightclub. I don't know if you're going to let that nitrous go and train break go. I don't know what you got in store today. But I want you to know that somebody walk up to you and say, God, Good Friday. You can just stop. I can remember at this hour when a man, a young man, with this speech impediment and told me about the love of God. He told me by one person, he kept reading the scripture, and he kept reading the scripture, he kept reading the scripture, and he kept saying it, and he read it again. He said, now, when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly,
yes.
This was a righteous man. That stuff.
Yeah.
He kept repeating it. It didn't resonate until I got off the ministry with him. I'm telling you, it resonates now. I can feel like I was right there at the cross. At the feet of the Lord. I can feel it. So now I understand. I want to tell you about what I learned today. I want to tell you the Spirit. He talked about a few testimonies within the Bible. I want to tell you about that. I want to let you know. It's a little noise. Little noise, Rev. I'm going to let you know.
My bad. No, that's me. That's me. I'm sorry.
Was you? Okay. And I want to say this, and I'm going to be quiet. You know, I want to say this. Hey, take what we give over here and try it. Try it in your life. We go scripture. We go scripture for scripture. That is called eschatology. You know, because we are trying to tell you about the end time, right? We are trying to warn you about the end time. And then this expository preaching and teaching we're doing, we're trying to carefully make it plain enough that you can understand, that you can know how to use the word of God. Use it in your life. Let it counsel you and help you along the way. I love you. And I'm going to say this again. Only when we are changed can we be an agent of change. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Let your light shine before man, that when they see your good work, they glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I'm like this here. The old church would do it, Brother D. You know, the old church would say, Brother D, do you know what the old church, what they would do right now? I'm gonna help you so I can help me with this one. You know how Reverend Henry, you know what to do?
Surely thank everyone, and we pray for the length of time that we've been on, that you keep us in prayer. You know, we never try to hold you really truth over an hour. You know, but if it's in the air, you know,
if it's really in there, we just let it flow, you know. But we ask you to keep the ministry prayed, and while we pray for one another, while we absent from another one, that we never leave God. We always have him in our heart. No, I'm not saying you're not going to make no mistake. You and I will make mistakes constantly as we keep living in this body. But it ain't how you fall. It's how you get up. Man, we love you guys. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love doing this. And I'm just happy because we're here, you know. He allowed us to express his love. You know, this is the love that he has for his church. And I'm went to the song and said, no greater love than a man lay down his life for a friend. You know, I'm with this song now. No greater love.
No greater love.
No greater love.
No greater love. No.
Lay down his life for a friend.
Nah.
So we're gonna ease on and we're gonna adjourn and I don't have too much of a voice. As one of you brothers can help out with a prayer. Come on, I'm straining right now, trying to get this out of here.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
And pray for if you do, one of you guys pray for that brother Danny, family and friends. The one who passed on yesterday, right? I know he wasn't the only one passed yesterday. I'm just saying this. You know, I don't want nobody to get us wrong, and you know, that we pray for all people. I'm just lifting them up right now because this was something brought to my attention last night, you know, so pray for Brother Danny's family, man, him and the family. This is a strength,
amen,
you know,
amen.
Strength for the family, you know.
Amen.
You know, you know, he got a nickname, you know, I think his name is Danny, though. Yeah.
His name is Danny. We call him the Gazillionaire. Big old happy going lucky guy. But you know something real? I got there's some noise in here. But see, we want you all to understand. There's nothing else we can do for Brother Danny. But this ministry can help you.
Sure. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. You can do all we can do for Brother Danny. And we get everything that can be done for Brother Danny on this side has been done. The next help that Brother Danny get gonna come from my father himself. We can help you.
That's it.
That's all he's trying to do is help you.
That's it.
It's funny. I heard what you said earlier. They'll go and they'll talk about this and they'll talk about that. Danny was this and Danny was that. Danny was this and Danny was that. Well, did you get your soul right? That's the concern right now, is that you get your soul right. Big Danny's gone. Then the time has run its course here, brothers and sisters. He have kids he left here. He have a wife he left here. He got brothers he left here. Are you willing to get your soul right where you can go to a place where Sabbath has no end? Reverend preached hard this morning. Reverend, you preached hard this morning.
He's
hard this morning,
man.
He preached hard this morning, didn't he?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hard this
morning. Yes, sir.
You know, I hear him say, and Norman, we try. I have a saying I picked it from my mother when she was out there in the gospel world singing God's praise. And she's always said, I want you to be glad to see us come. And glad to see us leave. But sister and brothers, I promise, we can't stress enough.
Come on now, come on.
What does Good Friday mean to you?
Come on now.
Can't stress enough. Reverend Henry said it meant change to him.
Yes, sir.
It meant the beginning. It meant the beginning of life to me. And the killing part about it, Reverend Henry, it all shaped in a circle and it came together. See, Reverend Hero said it meant change. It changed his life. See, Brother D said it meant the beginning to him. It meant the beginning of a new life. See, because we were, good God Almighty. Holy Good Friday. He hung on a cross for you, sister and brother.
That's it.
He hung on a cross for you. He gave his life that you may have life. But yet no one would come in to say what Good Friday means. In the name of Jesus. Well, Mary preached hard this morning.
God bless you, brother.
Hard this morning, Mary preached hard this morning to give you a message from the Lord. What does Good Friday mean to you? Thank you, Jesus. I'm going on mute, my friend. I gotta get on mute.
You know what, man? I know. I'm gonna say this, brother D. I know where you at, man. We say this here. I'm gonna put a disclaimer out, and I don't have the final say or nothing. We don't try to hold long, right? But when the spirit is moving, you guys got to pray with us. You know what I'm talking about? And right now, God, and even the last few days, he led us up to Calvary. We were going to do a whole different little thing with our real. I was trying to do a whole little thing. And,
yeah.
But look how it ended, like, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you guys to know that we love you guys. We love you for your prayers. We know everybody not going to hit the one button. This ministry might be just like what it is in church. The preacher preach. The preacher offer up a visitation. The preacher maybe sang a song or somebody sang a song, and they get the benediction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This might be that kind of ministry. You know, the people that come to church just to come and receive the word like that. But it's some of us, you know, we just love talking, you know what I'm talking about? We love giving the expression of the Lord because it's hard to sit in peace and not say nothing. But sometimes, you know, we understand that we're not charging it to your heart. You know what I'm talking about? We're not charging it to your heart. But we do say that sometimes the word be going pretty good. And sometimes you want to get a witness, you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We want to get a witness. But if we don't get a witness, we know we're going to get one day. Well done, my faithful servant. I promise I gave it all just a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. All right, Ralph. Get us out of here.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Truly thank God. Thank God. We thank God for the sacrifice.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
For
Jesus.
Save us heaven's best.
Mm.
He blesses such as our heart that we give our bless. That we pour out
Jesus.
All that he has poured into us. We pour it out that he may restore, pour back into us, and we'll pour it out again. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we come with hearts of overjoyed, bubbling over for your goodness, for your greatness, for your love that you have shown to us, Father God, this day, this morning. As we just stand in awe of the things that you have done for us, Father God. It makes us check ourselves that we want to be that much better for you, Father God, for you've been so good to us, Father God. We just lift our hands and say, thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you for what all you've done. Thank you for sacrifice, life, Father God, that we may live, Father God. Giving us the right to the tree of life, Lord, we thank you. In the eons of time, we thank you, Father God. We lift our hands to you over and over again as we marvel of Calvary cross, Father God. Bless us to ever keep that burning up on our hearts for what you've done for us and how good we are. It is because of you. How righteous we are. It is because of you, Father God. And, thank you for the change that you've given us, Father God, the change, the desire in our hearts to want to be the best that we could be for you, Father God. Sometimes in our hearts, Father God, we feel sad because we haven't been all that we could have been, Father God, but keep our hearts, Father God, keep us wanting desire to please you more and more and not be satisfied or complacent of where we are in our growth, but want to grow more and more and give you more and more for you gave us. Oh, hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you for this word today, this message, this messenger. Father God, poor, restore unto him, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Restore back unto him, oh, Father God, for he has poured out. Now we ask, Father God, that you, oh, pour back into him. Hallelujah. Thank you. He can ever be a vessel for you, Father God. Restore him in the name of Jesus, Father God. Also, we ask prayer for that Danny family, the one that, oh, Father God, that lost life quickly. Oh, Father God, we pray for loved ones and maybe burning and hard friends. Father God, they may have questions, Father God, but you can answer those questions, Father God. Let them know. Let them know that the time is near, that they need to turn to you and want to walk with you, not just only in times of sorrow or when life has been taken, Father God, but continuously walk with you, have a relationship, Father God, that they commune back and forth with you. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you, bless us, Father God. Keep us in that care, Father God, with all evil lurking around. We ask that you keep us, Father God, that we keep our thoughts, keep our minds, keep us, Father God, in that care, that we be ever mindful to give your name the praise. Because of you, we can be this close walk with thee. Because of you, we can have a line of communication, Father God, that we can go to you secretly and pray. You will reward us openly, Father. We thank you, and we love you. Thank you for all the stage to the benediction, Father God. Bless them. Yes. Give them a special blessing that endured, Father yes. God. Bless their life, yes. Father God. Spiritually, we ask it most of all, spiritually, bless them spiritually, Father God, that they would decline in their hearts a more closer walk with you, Father God. Bless us, Father God. Oh, we realize that we worship you. It must be in spirit and in truth. Oh, Father, bless us, our spirit. We pray a special prayer for our spirits, Father God. Let us cling to you, Father God. Remove this worldly lust, Father God, and let us yearn more and more for thy righteousness. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we love you, Father. We bless us to give that agape love more and more to each other, Father God, for we know if we love each other, we surely love you, and we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, we pray, and we thank you, Father, again, we thank you, Lord, again, and we thank you, we can't thank you enough, Father God, we just want to say, Lord, we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name, oh, God. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Christ our Lord and Savior. Dominion, power, and glory for now and forevermore. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Maybe that song doesn't mean anything to anybody. Unless you're a person that has ever had to cry yourself to sleep at night, hurt over somebody who said they loved you. But I'm glad today, whether it was a relationship or mom and daddy hadn't told you they loved you in a long time, I'm glad that 2,000 years ago, somebody asked Jesus, "How much do you love me?" He said, "You know what? I love you this much. And I'm glad he died for me. I'm glad he loved me when I didn't even love myself."
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus went to Calvary. Help me go back. To save the wretch like you and me. That's love. Anybody remember that? That's love. Say that again with me. I don't know if it means nothing, but
Jesus went.
Where did he go?
To Calvary.
To do what?
To save the wretch like you and me. That's love.
Yeah.
Daddy don't tell you they love you. You know what it means to be loved.
All right.
If nobody ever pats you on the back, you know what it means to be loved. You didn't get no chocolates for Valentine's Day. Nobody called you, said they loved you. You gave your all to your child. Act like they don't appreciate you. You ain't even seen your daddy. You don't know where he is, but mama walk in the house, got a boyfriend, she ain't got no time for you. What it means to love.
Oh my goodness, beautiful, beautiful.